Blog Talk Radio.
Take all of me,
Everything I am, everything I have is yours. I yield to you. I surrender to you. I give my life to you. Everything I am is yours. Everything I have is yours. I'm yours. I don't hold back anything. I don't hold back anything. Everything I have, everything I am yours. I'm yours. My dreams are yours. My future, yours. My possession, yours. My family, yours. My finances, yours. My talent, my gifts are yours. My whole body belongs to you. My agenda is yours. Everything I have, everything I am, 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 everything I have, everything I am. It's yours. Yours, yours, everything I am, yours. All I want is your presence. All I want is your presence. Everything I have is yours. All I want is your presence, Jesus. I just want your glory. I just want your presence in my life. I don't care about anything else. You can do with me as you please. I am yours. Oh, Lord, I am yours. I am yours.
He's in the room. Yes, son of the head. I'm here. I'm here. Yes, Lord. Healing's in the room. Healer in the room. Somebody need to reach out and touch and say, I'm healed. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Under the head, Shanda. Yes, Lord. Deliverance in the room. Yes, Lord. Yes. He's in the room. Yes, Lord. Lord, we praise you right now. Lord, we magnify you right now. Lord, we say yes to your will. Your will. Your will be done. Yes, Lord. Not about our will. Oh, glory to God. Lord, under the sand. Send on the rain. We need to let it rain. Oh, glory to God. Send on the rain. Send on the rain. In the name of Jesus. Lord, you know all about it, Lord. In radio land. Send on the rain. Send deliverance. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God. Send on your healing. Your divine healing. Right now. Under the sound of my voice. No matter where you may be. God is God. Not lost control. Healing in the name of Jesus. There's healing. In the name of Jesus. There's deliverance. In the name of Jesus. There's salvation. In the name of Jesus. There's restoration in the name of Jesus. There's baptism and filling of the Holy Spirit in the name of Jesus. Somebody need to let go and let God. He's in the room. Be it in the radio audience. God is in the room. Somebody need to be touched. Somebody need to be delivered. But I want you to know, God is God. He has not lost control. No matter what you're going through, I want you to understand, God is great and greatly to be praised. No matter what you're going through, I want you to understand, God is God all by himself. You can't understand his ways for far from our ways. But all you got to do is trust in Jesus. He'll bring you through. Trust in Jesus. He'll bring you out. Somebody need to know that all power was given to his son Jesus. All you got to do is call his name. There's deliverance in his name. You don't know the Baba Shanda. As I close, understand there is such a name that demons tremble, and that name is Jesus. So all you got to do is go there, and he'll meet your needs. And we're thanking you right now. We thank you right now because you listen to the Prophetic Outreach Chapel of Cleveland. That's LIMG. In case you can't tell it, today is praise and worship service. We're here. We've been praising God. We've been thanking God for his touch. We've been thanking God because he came in the building today. We want you to know it's time to lift up the name of Jesus. If ever there was a time to lift him up, it's right now. So wherever you are, whatever you're going through, don't you know, I want you to know today, there's strength and joy in the name of Jesus. All you got to do is call him. I dare you to call him three times in the name. Thank you. In the name of Jesus. Oh, ponder here. In the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord. Open that. Thank you. Open that. Open my son. There's power. There's power in the name of Jesus. All you got to do is depend and trust in his name. And we're thanking you right now. In Jesus' name. Thank God. Amen and amen. 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 I thank God. Yes, we were away last week, but you know God came and met us here this week. Amen. We thank God. I thank God for his anointing and his praise being in this place. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. I'm going to give you notes. I want to tell you that you're listening to a Prophetic Outreach Chapel in Cleveland. Our phone number is area code 216-538-0432. We're currently located at 12025 Griffin Avenue in Cleveland, Ohio. Thank you, Jesus. For those of you that are writing down, we're going to be from Job 42. Amen. My topic is, instead of murmuring, as M-U-R-M-U-R-I-N-G, try praising him. Instead of murmuring, try praising him. Amen. We know we have a lot of things that some of us want to engage in other than praising God. Amen. But I dare you to try, instead of moaning and groaning about this, that, and other, instead of putting a moan and groan and grumbling in your mouth, try putting a praise in your mouth. Try putting a praise in there and see what happens. Amen. There's nothing like the praise of the saints going up. Amen. If you don't believe it, try it for yourself. Amen. I want you to understand that at this point, you see, Job had been grumbling in his life. he had some problems, and Job was speaking in his own excuse. He had been murmuring against God. In other words, he had had a complaint, amen? He had been doing all the things that we need to not be doing when we understand who we are murmuring against, amen? And for those who do not know, because I want to make it plain for you to understand what murmuring. M-U-R-M-U-R-E-D, define. One, a have suppressed or muttered complaint, according to Merriam-Webster Dictionary. In other words, you know why when kids, you tell a child what to do, and they say stuff what, and we do it too, what, under our breath. And we know, and then the other person can half hear us, because they know you said something when they gave you instruction to do, amen? But I want you to know, even if you say it under your breath, God can what? Still hear you. Amen? The second example is to grumble, to complain, to the utter a complaint in a low, half-articulated voice, to differ swollen discomfort with and act before the thing which is the cause of discontent. As to murmur not at sickness or with the act or against before the active agent which produces the evil, according to the King James Version Dictionary. So, see, it's telling you know that when you're murmuring at the source. You hear that? At the source of the problem, amen? So that means it's letting you know that we are not supposed to go there and murmur, because when it's all said and done, God is in control of everything in our life. Amen. But Job had came to this point in his life where he realized that he had been doing the wrong thing in his trial. Amen. Job had came to the point where we are in the scripture where Job was humbly submitting himself unto God, because it had come to his attention that Job was in a wrong state with God. Amen. So when you get to that point, I want you to understand these things, because, see, maybe that Job might have realized these things, but there are seven reasons why, and I'm going to use this word as it said, why it's dangerous. Maybe you never thought about that before, but there are seven reasons why it's dangerous to murmur according to the BibleReasons.com. And I'm going to go back before that. I'll understand. I remember my grown cousin was murmuring and saying something under her breath to her mama. And I understood who I was dealing with. That's why I moved on out the kitchen, because I knew what was coming, and I didn't want it to miss her and hit me. Amen? And that if we know that and we in the flesh, what would happen when we murmur under our breath, you can think about it when you're talking to the murmuring against the Creator. Amen? So one, it said, it does nothing but causes unneeded stress. Amen. Now, if you know anything about stress, stress will put you flat on your bed. Stress will put you in the hospital. Stress will put you in the grave. Amen. Two, you might get what you want, just like the Israelites got the food they crave in full. Amen. You know, have you ever eaten too much? Just went out and glut and glut and glut, and you ain't. Then once you filled yourself up, then you what? You wish you hadn't. Amen. Amen. Three, you will forget all, not some. You will forget all the things God has done for you. Amen. Is that dangerous? Amen. Four, it says the Israelites were killed because of it. Now, how much more dangerous is that? It's that because of the Israelites who murmured against God, what did he do? He got tired of their foolishness, and he what? He killed them. Five, it deteriorates your faith. Amen. So, you know, faith is the essence of things hoped for, and what? Do you see things? So if it deteriorates your faith in that, then where does that leave? That leaves a gap open, amen? Because then on number six, it gives Satan an opportunity to what? Seek in. It opens us up to his many lies. Those are the dangers that happens, amen. The last one is, it gives a poor testimony. I understand that when we're going through, we say without a test, there's no testimony. But hey, but see, when you're going through and you're griping and complaining, what kind of testimony are you giving? Because it shows that where is your faith in God? It's want to know when people are looking around, you say, but she's complaining, he's complaining. Every time I see them, they're always moaning and groaning. What kind of God do they serve? Where is their faith? But you understand that you are in danger. We are in danger when we let those seven things creep in. Amen? But see, Job, read, if you will read on.
Then Job answered the Lord and said,
Yes.
I know that you can do anything, yes, and that no purpose of yours can be withheld from you. You ask, who is this who hides counsel without doubt? Therefore, I have uttered that I did not understand. Things too wonderful for me, which I did not know. Listen, please, and let me speak. You said, I will answer you, and you shall answer me. I have heard of you by the hearing of the ear, but now my eyes see you. Therefore, I have offered myself and repent in dust and ashes. And so it was, after the Lord had spoken these words to Job, that the Lord said to Eliphaz the Temanite, my wrath is arise against you and your two friends, for you have not spoken of me what is right, as my servant Job has. Now therefore, seven bulls and seven rams, go to my servant Job and offer up for yourself a burnt offering. And my servant Job shall pray for you, for I will accept him, since I deal with you according to your father, because you have not spoken of me what is right, as my servant Job has. So Elizabeth, the Temanite, and Bildad, the Shiite, and Zophrah, the Naamite, went and did as the Lord commanded them. For the Lord had accepted Job, and the Lord restored Job's losses when he prayed for his friends. Indeed, the Lord gave Job twice as much as he had before. Then all his brothers, all his sisters, and all those who had been his acquaintance before came to him, and they consoled him and comforted him for all the adversaries that the Lord had brought upon him. Each one gave him a piece of silver and each a ring of gold. Now the Lord blessed the latter days of Job more than his beginning, for he had 14,000 sheep, 6,000 camels, 1,000 yoke of oxen, and 1,000 female donkeys. He also had seven sons and three daughters. And he called the name of the first Jeremiah, and the name of the second Kizai, and the name of the third Corinth at Fort. In all the land was found no woman so beautiful as the daughters of Job, and their father 140 years, and saw his children and grandchildren for four generations. So Job died old and full of days.
Can we say amen to the blessing of the reading of his word? Amen. Now, let's think about this. Job was in a fix before he repented. Amen. Job was in a situation where the only thing he could do was complain and moan and groan. Amen. But see, at this point, Job had came to his senses. He had came to understand that maybe mourning towards the Almighty God is a bad thing. Amen? Brother Job may have realized some of all or more than the seven reasons why it's dangerous to murmur towards God. Some of us haven't realized this. We are just always in a contentious state of murmuring. We're continually murmuring. No matter what God does for us, it's never enough for some of us. Amen? We may even need something like the robot in the TV show Lost in Space to cry out, danger, danger, you are murmuring. Nevertheless, I'm here today to warn you about being in this dangerous condition. Amen? You don't want to be in this position with the Almighty God. Just thinking about that phrase, the Almighty God, how can you murmur against God? Job realized and recognized his condition was, oh my God, disgusting, and he hated his own behavior and the condition he found himself to be in. Amen? See, some of us don't understand what condition that we're in. We think that we're going to heaven anyhow, and no matter what we do, it's all right. Amen? But Job is here to tell you that, see, he was set up by God and said, what about my servant Job? Job was a righteous man, amen? But he had to go through something in order to become something. He had to go through something in order to get something. But Brother Job didn't understand that at the time. All he understood was, I am suffering and I've done no wrong. But see, Job is speaking to the Lord now, telling him that he heard him speak. Amen. So he said, I heard you speak to me. Amen. But here's the problem. See, some of us hear the Lord speaking, but guess what? We don't even acknowledge it. He didn't give. He didn't come with any excuses. He did not ignore the Lord, nor did he override the Spirit. Amen. Right there, when he heard the voice of the Lord, what did he do? He repented for his sin of murmuring right then, because he had been doing what was found wrong by the Lord. Amen? See, some of us, we hear the voice of the Lord, but you know it's just speaking to us, and we don't even acknowledge it when we know it's the voice of the Lord talking to us. Amen? Because, see, I want you to know, God's not going to let you just get up and do things unsightly, unseemly, wrong in his sight without letting you know you need to repent. Amen? But some of us feel, well, I'm not going to repent right now. I don't believe I did anything wrong. When you know you heard the Spirit of the Lord speak to you directly that you need to repent, some of us feel that because we're so holy under now, I have nothing to repent for because I'm holy anyhow. But Brother Job said, Lord, I heard you speak to me. I now see you. I see my condition. I'm going to repent, Lord, because I have sinned in your sight. Amen. Then we look at in verses 7 to 8, it says, the power of repentance. Amen. See, now after the Lord accepted Job's repentance, then he started acting on his behalf. Amen. Notice before he repented, the Lord was just letting him go through. But once Job came to himself, once he repented right then and there, then the power of the Lord began to work. Amen. Now the devil had to get out the way. Now he could no longer touch Job because Job was released of the curse. Amen. God, he was released. And one thing that he did not do through all his trial, he did not curse God and die. They were lost, amen? He thought that he was going to go down there and get Brother Job and that he was going to let God know, see, I could get anybody. But Brother Job stood steadfast. The only thing he did was murmur and complain. See, God started to working on Job's behalf. He started dealing with those so-called instruments of the devil, his so-called friends. God made them have to go and what? Apologize to the servant Job. Amen? See, you know, if you don't try to work it out, God God has solved that thing that you think impossible, amen? Because we got people who are so-called friends, but you know that they're just waiting for you to fall so they can come and point out to you, well, you know why you did this, because, see, you did this and that. Maybe you did this and that. That's why you're going through. That's why you're sick. That's why you lost your job. That's why your children are ill. That's why this and that occurred, because they all want to have a say-so. But I want you to know, God dealt with his so-called friends. Amen? Why? Because not only were Job in a danger zone, they were in danger as well. Amen? God told these so-called friends, you got to go where? He didn't say you got to go to the rabbi. He didn't say you got to go here and that. He didn't say you got to go to the very person that you've been running down. You got to go to who? My servant Job. Amen? He said, why? Because I'm not accepting you. I no longer accept you, but I'm accepting Job. I want you to go, but if you don't go, let me tell you there, since you're in a danger zone, you're going to have to pay for your actions. You're going to have to pay for what you did. So unless you go there and repent, let you go to Brother Job and tell him all that you are sorry that God has sent you. Let you go restore those things which you have taken from him. Let you go and bless him. You're going to reap what you sow. You're going to reap the reward, because my wrath is against you, because you work against my servants. Amen? You don't have to, it said, what? You what? We don't have to fight the battles. Victory shall be mine if I what? Hold my peace and let who what? Job was one of those who let the Lord fight his battle. He couldn't understand why his so-called friends were sitting there spewing out guile. He knew he had did some sin. That's why all this happened. They kept coming there to do everything and anything but give words of encouragement. Amen? See, then it says praying, and then guess what? In the middle of praying, praising in the spirit. Do you know what happens when you pray and the praise in the spirit comes out? Do you know that things happen when the spirit of the Lord comes in? Amen? When Brother Job could feel the presence of the Lord lift him out of that dangerous situation he was in, there was some action that occurred. Amen? See, three more came to Brother Job and made it right with him. Now they were, not only did they make it right, but they were accepting of Job. Amen? They could have said, no, we're not going to do it. We're just not going to do it because we know something happened to him. So we were right. But then, see, God warned them, said, if you don't do what you're supposed to do, I got a whooping for you. I got a trial for you. You're not going to like it. So you better go do what you're supposed to do. Amen? Some of us are know that we are wrong and know we're supposed to go get it right, but we are so caught up and so self-righteous, we won't even make the move to go do that. I want you to know there's a message for you. God said, see, if you don't do what you're supposed to do, then you're going to reap that punishment, because I gave you a command of what to do, how to go make it right, how to get out of the danger zones. I've talked to you and I've told you about this danger in that zone. You need to get it right today, saints. Amen? Then, see, can you imagine the joy of the servant of the Lord when he felt the hands turn his friends around and they came back to him? They didn't just come back any kind of way. They came back with the correct way. Can you imagine what that felt like? Amen? Now the servant of the Most High did what he was instructed to do. And guess what? God turned it around. God turned it around. Amen? If you ever notice, when you do what you're instructed to do, how God takes what's supposed to have been meant for your detriment and make it for your good. Amen? God turned it around when repentance came up. God turned it around when the praises went up, the prayer went up, then the blessings came down. God came, and what did he do? He blessed his latter greater than the beginning. All he had to do was what? Go through. When we are going through our trials, when we're going through our situation, remember, don't murmur against God. Stop murmuring. Stop praising God. But when in your sickness, praise him. In your depression, praise him. When you're jobless, praise him. When you're sick in your body, praise him. When you're going through whatever because in your latter will be what? Greater than your beginning. And if you don't think you have things to praise God for, go to the hospital. See what's going on there. Hey, go to the nursing home. See what's going on there. Go to the cemetery. See what's going on there. Go to the corner. You see the dope dealer, the dope pusher, the ones who are strung out on drugs. Go down to the shelters and see those who are in shelters, don't have a place to be. Go to the hospital where people who have lost control of their minds. If you just look at TV, how the devils come in and possess people's minds and making them blow themselves up and all kinds of things. When you think about the goodness of Jesus and all that he's done for you, when you're going up the hill, if you start praising him, it won't be so bad. Amen. You know, you're going up a roller coaster, those you roll up, you know, it seems like that thing just creep along, amen? But oh, when you get up on the other side, and the going down, the thrill of that you have made it to the top, and you come down, amen? We want to remember, if I leave this one thing with you, you got to remember that if you murmur against God, that you are in a danger zone. That that's something that we should not do. Whatever you're going through, you may have to pray God, Lord, help me go through. But don't complain, because we like to say, well, why me? And our answer is always, why not me? Why not you? Well, that don't feel good when you're going through. That don't help you when someone tells you, why not you? But see, if you get into the Lord, I'm going through. Give me strength to go through. Lord, I know there's a plan for me while you're taking me through. But, Lord, I'm going to praise you anyhow, because I understand that no matter what I'm going through, you are still yet God. You are in control. And there is a reason why I must go through. In order for me to get what you have on the other side, I got to go through something. In order for me to get what you have on the other side, I can't go under, I can't go around, I can't go over it, I got to go through it. And with God, what I can, all things are possible through God that strengthens me. But if you only believe, you can't be doubting, you can't be saying, well, Lord, if this, that, and other, I wouldn't have to go through. You can't get into that spirit when you're trying to go through. You got to begin to praise God. Lord, I thank you for the trial. When it's hard, and you're saying, I just wish the preacher sit down, you say, well, Lord, I thank you for the message. When it's hard and you don't want to be there, and you know God is making you do something you don't want to do, Lord, I thank you. When you hear the Lord speaking in a small, quiet voice, and you know it's directed to you, then, Lord, yes, Lord, I thank you. Because he could let you go on and be in danger. I don't know about you, but I don't want to be like the Israelites who got killed because they kept murmuring and complaining against the Almighty God. Amen? But didn't Job, didn't God, we sing that song today, didn't he work it out? Talking about Job was sick so long. But then he turned it on over to God, and he worked it out. But Job had to go through in order to receive what God had for him. Amen? And even though Job was human, Job realized that he was fussing and complaining, and the Lord spoke it into his ear, and Job surrendered in submission. And when he surrendered, see, God released him. I don't know about you, but it's nothing like being burdened down and then the Lord release you from that burden. It's like a weight being lifted. As he had to then get joy, because as he prayed for others, not for himself, as he prayed for others, down or was released. So sometimes in the middle of you going through, as I close, I had a situation where the Lord was sent somebody for me to pray for them and said that they need to hear what the Lord said, this, that, and the other, and I started to complain at first. I said, well, Lord, I'm really going through right now, so why are you sending me somebody else? I got to pray for them. I need somebody to be praying for me. And I caught myself. And I began to apologize, and I began to pray. And let me tell you, the more I prayed, the better I felt. The more I prayed, the better I felt. And when I did what the Lord said to, and I finished that conversation, you know, whatever I was going through kind of left for that moment. It felt like I was lifted up. It wasn't so much of a burden down. Yes, I was still going through, but I felt better about going through. Amen. And as I close, I want you to know, if there's someone out there that don't know the Lord, and you've been going through trials, you've been facing all kind of situation, nothing is working out right for you, this is a time where you can turn it around. The thing you got to do is confess. You got to confess the Lord Jesus as your personal Savior. If you confess with your mouth, see, you got to open up and say, I am a sinner, Lord, and I want you to come into my life, and I want you to save me. And I don't mean you just saying it with your lips. You are confessing with your mouth, but you're believing in your heart that Jesus Christ died on the cross and shed his blood for the remission of your sins, and on the third day, he rose again. There is something that he gave as a great gift called the Holy Spirit, but you got to confess Jesus Christ. You got to confess your sin. You don't have to tell name them one by one. You can just say, Lord, I'm a sinner. Come in and save me, because God already knows what you did. All of us had a yesterday, but what are you doing today? Because tomorrow is not promised. You have a chance to get it right. And as we give a moment of time, as we're then pray for those who are here, we're looking at the prayer requests, and as the deacon has asked prayer for his sister, and the family as they're going through, because the sister has a brain tumor and she elected not to have it removed. So God is a healer as well. Amen. So as we go to the throne of Christ, Father God, we ask you in the name of Jesus that you send the Spirit in someone's heart with, Lord, draws them to you where they want to come saying, what must I be saved? That they prayed the sinner's prayer, and that you have come into their life, and that you have saved them. And Lord, we thank you for that Spirit right now. Lord, we thank you because of the Spirit that have went out, that you have touched someone's heart, mind, and body. We will believe it to be so, and we claim the victory right now. In the name of Jesus, we decree and declare healing virtue, because you said, by your stripes we are healed. So, Lord, look on the bereaved families everywhere, because there is no sorrow that you cannot cure on earth. There is no illness. There's no sickness. There is no nothing impossible for you, Lord. The only thing that you cannot do is fail. So, Lord, we are stretching out our hands to you, and we're asking you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that you come in holistically, Lord, over the radio cast and here in the sanctuary. Lord, as I touch the prayer request, you know every request, every situation, every name, every issue, location by location. In the name of Jesus, we ask you to do it right now for your glory. Go up for your glory. In Jesus' name, thank God. Amen and amen. At this point, we're going to do the offertory. Amen. We ask the First Lady, she will do the offertory, and then we're going to do the our statement, mission statement, after the offertory. Sister Alderson, amen. You can't be God's giving, no, no matter how you try. The more you give, the more he'll give to you. Just keep on giving, because it's really true. You can be God's giving, no, no matter how you try. The more you give, the more he'll give. I gotta write it. Just keep on giving, because he's really true. You